Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be on listen-only until the question-and-answer session of today's conference, at which time you may press star one to ask a question. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I'd now like to turn the meeting over to your host, Dr. Erwin Ganchandani. You may begin.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, everybody. As the operator said, I'm Erwin Ganchandani. I'm the deputy for the Computer and Information Science and Engineering Directorate here at the National Science Foundation. And on behalf of all of my colleagues at NSF and in the SCIES Directorate, it's my pleasure to welcome you this afternoon to this webinar where we're really excited to be able to talk about one of our newest programs solicitations, Engineering Faculty Fellows Program, or QCIS-FF. As you'll hear from our program officers in just a few minutes, this particular solicitation is very closely aligned with one of NSF's 10 big ideas for future investment, the Quantum Leap, Unleashing the Next Revolution big idea. And as you may already know, these 10 big ideas were unveiled by the foundation a couple of years ago and really meant to inspire a new generation of foundational but also convergent research, multidisciplinary research that brings in perspectives from many different disciplines. And with the Quantum Leap, that is especially the case, as we see opportunities for collaboration between researchers in the math and physical sciences communities, as well as in the engineering community, as well as in the computer and information science community also. Now, a number of recent reports have noted that there is opportunity for us to do further capacity building within the SCIES community to really be able to enable advances in quantum computation and communication as it dovetails with quantum information science more broadly. And so that's precisely what this solicitation sets out to do. The quantum computing and information science and engineering faculty fellows program really is meant to provide a vehicle for us to be able to grow the research workforce and capacity within the SCIES community to be able to enable advances in quantum computation, quantum communication, and also to be able to enable deep and meaningful and persistent collaborations between the SCIES community and other disciplines that support advances in QIS. Now, this particular solicitation would not be a possibility were it not for the great team that we have here at NSF and in the SCIES Directorate. So I want to make sure that we acknowledge the division directors and office directors who've been working at the forefront in this space, particularly in the Computing and Communication Foundations Division, Rance Cleveland and Thiaga Nandagopal, as well as in our Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure, Manish Parashar and Amy Friedlander. And there are also the program officers who've really brought forth the vision for this unique effort around quantum, which allows us to be able to support this important need of capacity and research workforce growth by fostering funding for tenure track or tenured for supporting direct hires at the tenure track or tenured faculty levels in our departments across the country. And so I want to also acknowledge all the program officers here, specifically Bala Kalyanasundaram, as well as Vipin Chowdhury and Dmitry Maslov for their efforts in putting together this solicitation. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to the program officers to walk you through some of the key points in the solicitation, what our goals are, what the requirements are for proposers, and then to also field any questions that folks may have as well. So thank you again for your interest in this program and for calling in this afternoon. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Vipin.
Thank you, Erwin. Good afternoon, all. We are Vipin Chowdhury and Dmitry Maslov from the NSF Directorate for Computer Information Science and Engineering, or SCIES. We are the program directors managing the Quantum Computing and Information Science Faculty Fellows, or QCISFF. In this webcast, we will provide a brief overview of the QCISFF program and describe some of the most important things you need to know about submitting a proposal. This webinar is intended to orient the SCIES community to the QCIS Faculty Fellows competition, summarize the program and peer review criteria, and answer questions. Of course, the ultimate goal is to improve the quality of your proposals. Here's an outline of today's presentation. We'll start with a description of the QCIS-FF program, followed by an overview of the NSF-19-507 solicitation. We will then take questions from you, the audience. Some of the questions we have already received are included at the end of the presentation. This document will be available on the program website. Next, we talk about the QCIS Faculty Fellows Program, its priorities and goals, and how we implement it. In 2016, the National Science Foundation unveiled a set of big ideas, 10 bold, long-term research and process ideas that identify areas for future investment at the frontiers of science and engineering. One of these ideas, the Quantum Leap, leading the next quantum revolution, advances quantum technologies of the future, quantum computing, quantum communication, quantum simulations, and quantum sensors. Recent advances in understanding and exploiting quantum mechanics are laying the foundation for generations of new discoveries that can benefit society in unforeseen ways. This quantum revolution requires a highly trained workforce that can advance the envelope of what is possible through research and development of practical solutions for quantum technologies. Academic faculty serve a vital role in the development of this workforce by training the next generation of students while performing vital research. The disciplines of computer science, information science, and computer engineering are at the nexus of the interdisciplinary breakthroughs needed to design advanced quantum computing, modeling, communication, and sensing technologies. NSF recognizes that there is inadequate research capacity in the CSCE disciplines in the realm of quantum computing and information science. The QCIS-FF program is intended to add to the existing academic workforce in quantum computing and communication. As such, the program will be able to support the hires of faculty who do not currently hold tenure track or tenured academic positions, or support faculty hired from overseas, but will not support hiring of existing faculty from eligible U.S. institutions, for example, the lateral faculty movement. Specifically, QCIS-FF seeks to support departments and schools in U.S. institutions of higher education that conduct research and teaching in computer science, information science, and or computer engineering, with the specific goal of encouraging hiring of tenure track and tenured faculty in quantum computing and or communication. Cross-disciplinary and multi-department hires are welcome. However, intellectual owners and primary assignment should be with the department primarily engaged in research and teaching activities for computer and information science and engineering. The program guiding principles are outlined by these four items, namely, the commitment of the department, school, and university to building, growing, and sustaining a long-term interdisciplinary effort in QCIS, the integration of the quantum faculty with the rest of the department, how the new hire enhances cross-departmental research collaboration such as those across physics, mathematics, material sciences, electrical engineering, and computer and information science, and how the new hire enables creation and support of educational programs in QCIS, including cross-disciplinary course offerings at both the undergraduate and graduate levels. These guiding principles form the solicitation-specific review criteria that we will discuss pretty soon. Quantum Computing and Information Science Faculty Fellows is a size-only program that involves program officers from the Division of Computing and Communication Foundation's Dmitry Maslov and the Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure, Vipin Chaudhary. Next, we will talk about this specific solicitation opportunity, NSF-19-507, including budgets, PI eligibility, proposal details, and review criteria. The total request per position cannot exceed $750,000. NSF funding will support the entire academic year salary and benefits of a single tenure track or tenured faculty member for a duration of up to 3 years. The total anticipated funding for this program is $6,750,000. Submission of a preliminary proposal is required to be eligible to submit a full proposal. Preliminary proposals must be submitted via Fastlane by 5 p.m. submitters local time on the due date for preliminary proposals, namely December 17, 2018 and July 1, 2019 for the next year. Submitters will receive feedback from program staff indicating either encourage or discourage. An encourage finding generally indicates that the proposal appears to be responsive to the program guidelines and is a candidate for further development relative to the solicitation. A discourage finding generally indicates that the project is typically not responsive to the program, is more suited to another NSF opportunity, or has serious conceptual flaws that would not benefit from further development as a full proposal. The feedback provided pursuant to the preliminary proposal is advisory only. Submitters of both encouraged and discouraged preliminary proposals are eligible to submit full proposals. The eligibility criteria for the QCIS-FF program are as follows. Proposals may only be submitted by universities and colleges. The number of proposals per principal investigator is limited to one. In the event that any individual exceeds this limit, any proposal submitted to the solicitation with this individual listed as the PI after the first proposal is received at NSF will be returned without review. No exceptions will be made. Please review the solicitation for details. Preliminary proposals are required and must be submitted via the NSF Fastlane system, even if full proposals will be submitted via grants.gov. The preliminary proposal should consist of three elements: cover sheet, project description, and biographical sketch. No other sections are required or may be included in the preliminary proposal. In the cover sheet, the PI should be indicated. The budget indicated on the cover sheet should be the overall project budget total. The project title on the cover sheet should begin with QCIS-FF preliminary, followed by a colon, and then the title of the project. For example, QCIS-FF preliminary title. The project description is limited to 2 pages. The following information is required at the beginning of the project description: project title and project personnel and their departmental affiliation. This section should also contain a concise description of all aspects that a full proposal must address and in sufficient detail to permit assessment of the ideas, the intent, the value, and the integration. An NSF format biographical sketch of the PI is required. For the cover sheet, enter the preliminary proposal number associated with this full proposal in the box. Show related preliminary proposal number if applicable. Project titles must indicate the QCIS-FF program followed by a colon. Then the title of the project, for example, QCIS-FF colon title. Collaborative proposals are not allowed in response to the solicitation. Sub-awards may not be requested as part of budgets in proposals submitted to the solicitation. The project summary consists of an overview, a statement of the intellectual merit of the proposed activity, and a statement on the broader impact of the proposed activity. Please provide two to six keywords at the end of the overview in the project summary. In the project description, describe the research and education activities to be undertaken in up to 15 pages. Describe curriculum development activities in a separate section included within these page limits titled Curriculum Development Activities. All proposals should seek to transcend the barriers that separate CS, IS, CE disciplines from other scientific disciplines that pursue the study of quantum information science and describe these efforts in a separate, clearly identifiable section in the project description. A clear description of the hiring process and the strategy to provide adequate interdisciplinary support and mentoring to the newly hired faculty should be presented. Additional supplementary documents include a data management plan. This is a standard NSF requirement. Letters of collaboration, if any, should include documentation of funded or unfunded collaborative arrangements of significance to the proposal. Letters of collaboration should be limited to stating the intent to collaborate and should not contain endorsements or evaluations of the proposed budget. The required format for letters of collaboration is in the NSF Proposal and Award Policies and Procedures Guideline, PAPPG. Quantum information science is inherently interdisciplinary, and collaborations can be a useful vehicle to promote interdisciplinary interactions. Provide current, accurate information for all personnel and institutions involved in the project. NSF staff will use this information in the merit review process to manage review selection. As for all proposals received by NSF, QCISFF reviewers and panelists will be asked to consider the intellectual merit and broader impacts for each proposal for the reviews, panel discussions, and panel summaries. In addition to these standard criteria, QCISFF reviewers and panelists will also be asked to consider additional review criteria that are unique to the QCISFF program. More on this in just a few moments. When evaluating NSF proposals, reviewers are asked to consider what the proposers want to do, why they want to do it, how they plan to do it, how they will know if they succeed, what benefits would accrue if the project is successful. These issues apply both to the technical aspects of the proposal, the intellectual merits, and the way in which the project may make broader contributions, the broader impact. In addition to the standard NSF review criteria, the proposals will also be evaluated on the QCISFF specific review criteria, namely the commitment of the department, school, and university to building, growing, and sustaining a long-term interdisciplinary effort in quantum computing and information science, integration of the quantum faculty with the rest of the department, how the new hire enhances cross-departmental research collaborations, such as those across physics, mathematics, material sciences, electrical engineering, and computer and information science, and how the new hire enables creation and support of educational programs in QCIS, including cross-disciplinary course offerings at both undergraduate and graduate levels. Awards will be issued as continuing grants with annual increments tied to yearly assessments, with a letter from the department chair annually confirming departmental support for the hired faculty along the following aspects. The hired faculty continuing his, her full-time tenure track or tenured employment with the institution receiving the award, the continued support of the institution, as well as the satisfactory performance of the hired faculty in educational and research activities in QCIS and toward tenure. Demonstration of interdisciplinary research collaborations by both the department as well as the faculty supported through the award that advanced the state of QCIS research, and a detailed statement of contributions to QCIS over the preceding year by the faculty supported by the award. These contributions and their relevances to QCIS will be evaluated internally by NSF. So in summary, the QCIS-FF program is envisioned to accept proposals in 2018 and 19 with application deadlines noted in the solicitation. Institutions that have not received prior funding from this program will be prioritized during subsequent years of the program. The QCIS-FF program is intended to add to the existing workforce in quantum computing and communications. As such, the program will be able to support the hires of faculty who do not currently hold tenure track or tenured academic positions, or support faculty hired from overseas, but will not support hiring of existing faculty from eligible U.S. institutions, that is, lateral faculty movement. We have now completed the formal portion of the presentation. Before opening the telephone lines to questions from the audience, we would like to address a few of the questions we have already received. Dmitry Maslov is now going to address those questions.
All right, so pre-proposals are solicited from departments of computer science, information science, and or computer engineering. And PIs are restricted to department chairs or department heads or persons acting in such or similar capacities. A PI may submit no more than one proposal per deadline. A few possible questions include, if I am PI on the proposal to this solicitation, can I be the PI on any other proposal to this solicitation? The answer is no. Can I be a co-PI on any other proposal to this solicitation? The answer is no. Can I be a senior personnel on any other proposal to this solicitation? The answer is again no. Are co-PIs allowed on the app proposal to this solicitation? Again, the answer is no. And similarly, senior personnel are not allowed on the proposals to this solicitation. Only the department chair and head may participate as a PI on at most one proposal for this solicitation. In the event that any individual exceeds that limit, any proposal submitted to this solicitation with the individual listed as a PI after the first proposal is received by NSF will be returned without review. Both pre-proposals and proposals must be received by 5 p.m. submitter's local time on the established deadline date. And failure to submit by 5 p.m. submitter's local time will result in the pre-proposal or proposal not being accepted. Please carefully read and follow the instructions provided in the solicitation itself and NSF Proposal and Award Policies and Procedures Guide, also known as PAPPG. If you need additional help preparing and submitting your proposal, we recommend that you contact your institution-sponsored project office. You may use either grants.gov or Fastlane to apply for the full proposal, but can only use Fastlane to submit preliminary proposal. Proposals may only be submitted by the institutions of higher education, meaning 2- and 4-year institutions, including community colleges accredited in and having a campus located in the U.S., acting on behalf of their faculty members. Special instructions for international branches of campuses of U.S. institutions include the following. If the proposal includes funding to be provided to an international branch campus of a U.S. institution of higher education, including through the use of subawards or consultant agreements, then the proposer must explain the benefits to the project of performance at the international branch campus and justify why the project activities cannot be performed at the U.S. campus. Note that the goal of the QCIS Faculty Fellows program is to grow U.S. workforce, and thus the focus of this solicitation is on the U.S. campuses. NSF funding will support the entire academic year salary and benefits of a single tenure track or tenured faculty member for a duration of up to 3 years. The total request per position cannot exceed $750,000. On behalf of the National Science Foundation and the QCIS Faculty Fellows team, we thank you for participating in this webinar. The slides and the script for the webcast, as well as the audio recording, will be available on the NSF events page and the program webpage. On that page, you'll need to look for this webcast among the list of events. I invite your questions now via email or telephone to be answered by Vipin Chaudhary and myself, Dmitry Maslov.
Operator, we're ready to take questions now.
Thank you. We'll now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You'll be prompted to record your name. Please be sure to unmute your phone. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. We'll pause for just a moment to allow those questions to start coming through. First question comes from Mariah Nobrega. Your line is open.
Good afternoon. My question is, will the funding be allocated roughly equally across the two deadlines, or is it possible that it may be that more on the December deadline?
So we are not certain about the specific allocation of the total amount of funding across the two different deadlines. It depends on the proposal pressure, the quality of the proposals that we get. And these are the things that we cannot estimate, and because of that, we cannot estimate how much money will be spent in the first deadline versus the rest that will be spent on the second deadline.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from Ivy Ramakrishnan. Your line is open.
Hello. So can the electrical and computer engineering department and computer science department join forces and submit one proposal?
The answer is absolutely yes.
Follow-on question. Can the computer science or the electrical engineering chairman designate someone else to be the PI? Some other faculty to be the PI of this proposal?
No, we accept proposals only from the chairs, department chairs. So hopefully it will not be too much toll on the department chairs. And specifically, if the different faculty can help the department chair prepare the proposal, that is fine with us, but only the department chair or the department head have to be the PI on the proposal.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Our next question comes from Amar Sabri. Your line is open.
Thank you. About the budget, I see that startup is not allowed, but will maybe equipment or things necessary for the faculty members, how strict is no startup? Maybe that's the question.
Yes, it is strict, and specifically, other than I can try to find very quickly a list of things with
only the salary. And
yeah, only the salary, the overhead, and the benefits are allowed, and nothing else.
Okay.
So to read a slightly longer list. The postdoctoral scholar support, graduate students, undergraduate students, secretarial support, equipment, travel, other direct costs, including materials and supplies, publication costs, consultant services, computer services, sub-awards, as well as startup package, are all not allowed. So the award will support only the salary, but it will support 100% of the salary in full, including the benefits and overheads.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Our next question comes from Donna Howington. Your line is open.
Thank you. I think I just answered my question in the RFP, but our college is a two-year community college, and we do not conduct research. But research is a required component of this proposal, correct?
It would be great if the faculty hired did the research, but if there are significant benefits from having a full-time teaching faculty, that would definitely be considered in this solicitation.
Oh, okay. Great. All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yep.
This next question comes from Mo Lee. Your line is open.
Thank you. Hi, my question is, this call does not support the lateral faculty movement. How about the senior investigators from national labs or other research institutes who does not have a faculty position but more or less equivalent investigator position? Thank you.
Yes, so the lateral movement is prohibited from other U.S. universities and other institutions of higher education that qualify for this funding. So national labs are not the universities or institutions of higher education. Therefore, you can hire people from the national labs. So these are allowed. You can hire people from industries as well as overseas universities, because overseas universities do not constitute institutions of higher education, U.S. institutions of higher education.
Thank you.
And next we'll go to Whitey. Your line is open.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your presentation. I have a couple of questions. One is about the budget. You said the salaries covered 100%. Is that 9-month, 11-month, 12-month? In other words, can it include summer support as well?
Right. It's the standard 9-month salary, not including summer support. And the faculty hired will be eligible for all other NSF awards as if they are not funded by this award, meaning if they have a research proposal, they are, in fact, encouraged to submit this research proposal to an appropriate program at NSF and, you know, of course, focused on size.
Okay, got it. Thank you. My other question is about the individual that might be hired if an award is made. Does it help to have such a person already identified?
No, it does not, in the sense that we intend hire to be fully open. We intend it to be an open solicitation, open competition for the faculty position.
Okay. Just a quick follow-on to that. Do you have a particular timeline? So, in other words, would it be possible, if awarded, to hire a person starting in fall of 2019?
It is a new kind of a solicitation. It is a new kind of a program, and because of that, many of the deadlines and, you know, the amount of time it takes to get to various stages of implementing the program are currently unknown. So this said, we will be reasonable with respect to allowing sufficient time to hire and onboard the faculty. But in terms of the numbers, I feel at this point it would be very difficult for us to give and commit to any specific numbers.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. We did have another question queue up. This one is from Ivy Ramakrishnan. Your line is open.
Hello. About this lateral movement, supposing you have a postdoc, let's say, in the physics department, who in an open solicitation, the computer science and electrical engineering department field is well qualified to join as a faculty. Is that considered lateral movement, or is it considered as a standard, you know, hire?
So this is not considered to be a lateral movement because a postdoc is not on tenure track or does not have tenure, and therefore you can hire any postdocs that you can find.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, we're going to go back to Whitey with a question again.
Am I on?
Yes,
you are.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Since nobody else is asking any questions, maybe I'll try and mix some up. Obviously, there's intellectual merit and broader impacts, and I'm just trying to sort of speculate on how a panel might judge the merit without knowing what an individual's research strengths are or how much they published previously or, you know, any of those factors. So are you suggesting or maybe thinking that this would just depend entirely on the environment at the proposing institution and independent of the actual person who's funded by this award?
So it depends on the environment at the institution, of course. It depends on the university plans to grow in this area. And I guess whatever else you can put in the proposal, we'll let the proposers decide what it is that they would like to do that would be particularly convincing, keeping in mind that the goal of the solicitation is the capacity growth at the intersection of quantum information science and computer and information sciences and engineering.
Yes.
Okay, perhaps
a good the aspects of curriculum development and so on, how you integrate with other departments, the support from departments, institutions, all of those aspects are what would be considered as intellectual merit. The intellectual merits are not for the resume of the person that is going to be hired, because we don't expect you to include the resume of the person who's going to be hired in this proposal.
And a sort of maybe a variation on the same question, you have no particular aspect or dimension or subtopic of QC or Q quantum communication that you're targeting?
So the answer is, in a sense, we do have a specific subtopic, but the specificity of the subtopic is described or limited to the relevance to size, to the director, to size directors. In other words, the person hired and the person of the envision the department's looking for must be a computer scientist or a computer engineer or other sort of a researcher who would naturally submit the proposals to the directorate of size and to whom size would be considered to be the home directorate.
Got
which goes in contrast to, let's say, a chemist or a physicist or a materials researcher.
Okay, fair enough. Now, you said this program has been going on for a while, right? So I guess a good way to know, is this...
We have just launched it, literally.
So there are no previous awards that one can get some guidance about what kind of proposal that's funded?
That is absolutely true, and moreover, it's a new funding mechanism in that the previous majority of the previous awards that NSF made were made based on the basis of the research impact or the teaching impact. And this solicitation uses a new funding mechanism. So the NSF award search is unlikely to reveal anything that could give any idea about what was funded by a similar program before, because there wasn't one.
Okay, thank you. Now we got to go and write a proposal. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name. We have no other questions at this time.
Let's wait a few.
All right, we'll wait a few, maybe a minute or so, in case if there are any additional questions. And in case if you think about the question after the presentation and the webinar is finished, then please email your questions to myself, Dmitry Maslov, and Vipin Chaudhary. We're happy to answer the questions after the webinar as well.
And as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 and record your name.
I think we don't have any more questions, so we would like to thank everybody for participating in this webinar. And again, if you so happen to think of a question that you would like to ask, or if you would like to ask that question in private, please do send us an email. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.